WREB. I'm joined by Karen Martolio from Mental Health America of Putnam County. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Bella. Thanks for having me on, as usual. It's always great. We were just talking about, number one, I love that last song. That's so great. I love it when you play those.
I know. It's so good.
And it reminds me of summer, right? I know. I think it's a couple years old, but, you know.
Still, yeah.
But I still like it. It just reminds me of, I don't know. I'm not a beach person, but it reminds me of the beach, just kind of playing and that kind of thing. And so I like that. I was just thinking of that last night, like all those kind of summer type songs that we hear that like years past, like there was one, oh gosh, I can't remember what it was, but like I remember my son sang it when he was in the second grade. He was like obsessed with it. And it's so funny because, you know, that's been like, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago. But it's interesting how you remember those things.
Yeah.
There's some songs I just associate with summer and that kind of thing. And I thought one of the things we could talk about today, you had suggested it too, we were kind of the same like minds, is maybe that change of the seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like as fall creeps in slowly, like this fog from this morning.
Right.
I just feel like it's important to still be able to kind of discuss what people can do, you know, to still get outside, to still get their sunshine, all that stuff. Because especially when winter rolls around, no one really wants to be outside, but it's still so important.
It is. And not only that, but I mean, I find, you know, the equinox was just a couple of weeks ago, and it's strange to me to wake up at 7 and still be dark, right? Mm-hmm. I just got so... I was just relying on the fact that it was getting, you know, I'd get up and I'd get the sunshine in the morning, and now, you know, I live such that I drive straight into the sun to drive my child to school, and it's just like, ow, ooh, ow. So, you know, but it's like, really, couldn't you have, like, I liked it in the summer when it was already light and it was up in the sky.
Yes.
And kind of on your day already, but just something to think about, you know, like your mental health is to clue into those things and make sure you're cognizant of them. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? I mean, we still have, knock on wood, some warm weather here, so it's not snowing or anything, so that's great. And, things to help us with those that change as the seasons change. One of the other things we were kind of talking about is how, you know, work and school can kind of start to, you know, become real right now, right?
Yeah.
Far enough into the semester or, you know, the school year or just like for me, for work, I mean, it just seems like I've had a lot of time. I've had a lot of little things, but now, you know, deadlines are coming up and you know, it's important that we stay cognizant of, you know, our mental health. Even though I do mental health, I still have to, you know, make an effort for that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is important to talk more about how everyone is kind of in the same place with that. Like, everyone needs help sometimes. And so I think it's important, like, I think it's really nice that you're willing to admit that you still have to pay attention to that kind of thing. Because it's definitely something you have to do.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really, well, at least, like, in my experience, you can't just, like, kind of stumble upon good mental health. You kind of have to, it's something you have to continuously sort of devote yourself to. And it doesn't have to be big things, but it is something that you have to pay attention to. Like, purposeful self-care is really important.
It is. I have a little handout that's, we have some social media, thank goodness, people who do it. But I go on at least enough. And there's this wonderful thing. It's just how to manage like mental stress, which is, again, those changing of the seasons. But one of them is like to stay connected, right? So I find like I might be on social media a little bit more. And that's okay to allow that. But make sure, you know, A, we have good habits. If we have kids, we're modeling good habits. So, you know, I try to do a timer, right? So I don't get sucked in for more than, like, Saturday mornings are my, you know, time when I'm just like, okay, I don't have to be anywhere. I can see what's happening with my family and friends that I don't see otherwise, and except in the virtual world. But you can get sucked in so easily.
And, for sure.
And it's nice if you, you know, that staying connected is so important. So it's important to do those things that nurture that. At the same time, you want to make sure that, you know, the real world is, and the pleasurable things too, right? Keep moving is another thing that we can do to help us this time of year. Practice mindfulness. I'm doing a talk later today about stress and anxiety management. Anxiety is actually a diagnosable condition, whereas stress is something that we all encounter every day, just in our life. It's temporary, comes and goes. But practicing mindfulness is is mentioned in 95% of the research that I do to talk about those in particular. So just making sure that, you know, you can kind of clear your mind and focus on where you're at, right? Just in a peaceful manner. It doesn't have to be yoga position, legs crossed, burning candles. It doesn't have to be that at all. It can be at your desk, just, you know, taking a minute really is what it means. So
yeah.
There's all sorts of great, you know, tips about that. You can research that. But and again, you know, exercise your creativity is really good. I noticed that actually was on Pinterest the other day and I was like, oh, there's such cool things here. And if nothing else, is again, it's kind of like that summer song. It's just a little piece of joy that can really help you with your day. And again, being mindful of that really helps us this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share this morning?
Oh, golly. Just, you know, if anybody has questions for mental health subjects, MHA is here in our community. It's great. We have a wonderful army of resources on a national level that we can deliver locally, but we have a pulse on what's going on here. So I appreciate that we have that opportunity to serve Putnam County. So our website is mhaopc.org, and I have some things in the station, so if people need to contact me, they have my contact info.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Bella. I really appreciate it, too. Happy fall, everyone.
Yes. Giant FM.